The Africa Report.
Bonjour, Monsieur Jean-Jacques, comment ça va?
Bonjour to you, Abs. Très bien, merci. I see you've got a heavyweight program, man.
Listen.
You're bringing in troops. Always a fraught one, my goodness.
I was heartbroken looking at the video, Jean-Jacques. I was looking at the video. It was the community stoning a police car, and they were out for blood. And I kept asking myself, what did the police do that warranted that? If did they arrest a wrong suspect, that can be corrected. But we shouldn't be at that place. Nonetheless, Jean-Jacques, we've got many problems in Africa. Talk to me about how UN peacekeepers in Africa are coping.
Well, you know, I mean, there are peacekeeping operations like the Cote d'Ivoire where they've had peace. And as Antonio Guterres, the new UN boss, said in an interview this week, you know, peacekeepers are not supposed to be there forever. In fact, to have peacekeepers in your country is effectively, you know, isn't a good message. When they leave, that's the good message. But MONUSCO, the peacekeeping operation in the DRC, 18,000 troops, it's the biggest on the planet, they've had to cut by 60%, 600 million dollars, but so it's a significant cut. And they're having to do this without losing effectiveness. And it's a big job. Guterres this week brought in an issue of the sexual abuse, and peacekeepers are, in many cases, blamed for this. Now, he's got 59 countries to sign up to fight sexual abuse in any form, but there's still a case of some countries that did have peacekeepers charged with sexual abuse that have not prosecuted them. So it's a fraught issue. But this whole issue of the cost of peacekeeping, and the United States picks up 28% of that. So it's some billions that they pay, and they're saying, well, we want more bang for our buck, not to make a bad pun, eh?
Yeah, I hear that. And but also speaking about the U.S., they're saying, as much as we have these problems, we're not pulling out of Somalia. We're helping.
No. They've had 13 drone attacks there since June. They've been involved in that. Now, we know that with Black Hawk down, during the Clinton administration, they got out of Somalia. It just proved too much for them. And it was too much of a political price to pay domestically to bring back body bags from Somalia. Now they're using drones, and they're using them to some effect. They're not going to beat Al-Shabaab this way, but the fact is, Abs, that the African Union and the UN peacekeeping troops are starting to pull out of that country. Certainly the African Union is departing, starting next year. Now what's going to happen? Al-Shabaab driven out of the towns? Will they be able to come back to some of them? They've certainly emboldened themselves, and they are operating in the country, as we often hear. So it's a fraught issue. Now, is the United States going to draw from this and say, well, okay, we will get more involved? We wait to see.
As we wait to see, though, complaints about the DRC's expensive new biometric passport. What's this about?
We're all having to get those, but from next month, other passports are not going to be recognized. Now, the biometric passport in the Congo is one of the most expensive in the world. I know I've just had a biometric passport, and it cost me something like 100 euros. It's costing $185. So that's even more, a lot more. But the point is, Abs, you know, they're finding out that opposition are furious about it. So you bring in an in too quickly. In the UN Human Development Plan, the Congo lags quite far down the list. So it's a poor country, there's no doubt. But the point that's what's really angering them is that 60 of the $185 goes to a United Arab Emirates company. And the owner of that company is a close relative of none other than President Joseph Kabila.
Africa, my country, Africa, my continent, whatever you want to call it. But Jean-Jacques, always a pleasure once again chatting with you. We'll do this again tomorrow.
Ademe.
Thank you so much, Jean-Jacques Courage, giving us the latest coming out of the African continent.